This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Beloved, let us look today at John chapter 11 and verse 50. Caiaphas, the high priest, was different from all the others we have been looking at thus far. Caiaphas was chosen and anointed. Chosen by birth into the clan of Levi, anointed by lot to serve as high priest at this very important time in history. His calling was to be the bridge between Israel's God and Israel. He was supposed to be, as his ancestor Aaron had done, represent the people to God and God to the people. Little did Caiaphas realize that he was actually looking at the one who would perfect his role and calling when he judged and condemned Jesus. Because you see, the calling and anointing had gotten lost in the exalted sense of entitlement that came with the holy privileges of being high priest. The priesthood had over the years slipped into one of entitled hypocrisy, and the sacrificial system, so beautifully designed to help Israel recognize God's plan of salvation, had degenerated into a maze of rituals. And now, this Rabbi Yeshua had come on the scene, disturbing the priests and the religious leaders. He threatened their hold on the people with his radical interpretation of scriptures. He flaunted their exalted position when he challenged their ways and exposed their hypocrisy. The gullible crowd, Caiaphas might have felt, was going behind Yeshua. The community of religious leaders were in danger. Priesthood khatre mein tha. As chief priest, he felt it was his duty to rescue them. He perhaps had a misplaced Esther-like for such a time as this feeling. He had to act on his own behalf and on behalf of his ilk. He placed his hope on manipulation and scheming maneuvers. Little did he know when he tritely said, "It is better that one man die than many perish." God was speaking through his high priest in spite of Caiaphas' unworthiness. Little did he realize that the fulfillment of the priesthood according to God's eternal plan was at hand. His misplaced hope in the wisdom of the world caused him and his ilk eternal harm, while the sovereign God fulfilled his salvific plan, and the Son of God, the perfect high priest after the order of Melchizedek, would offer himself as the perfect sacrifice, once and for all, atoning for the sins of the whole world for all time. If only Caiaphas had hoped in God, whom he was supposed to represent, Caiaphas' life and times would have brought joy to him and glory to God. The one who ought to have known the mind of God hoped in the wisdom of the world, causing disaster. His misplaced hope was shattered on Easter morning. Beloved one, do you feel entitled by your birth, your calling, or your position in life? Please check on where your hope lies. Is your position and place in life under threat? Where are you placing your hope? Hope in the person of God will not disappoint, because hope is not wisdom or philosophy. Hope is a person, the person of God.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164 +91 636 425 2164 God bless you.